We've got the three amigos in here again for this third segment. I have no idea. Jeremy Law, I'm just going to tell you, I have no idea what's coming here.
You know, I have my HR book right here. I'm ready to roll.
I got a feeling, though, that this may be being sent in as something as the Alabama Broadcasters Association. I just got that feeling.
Might be, might not. I don't know. Depending upon the subject material, I would venture to say that you wouldn't choose it. But
it's obviously something that y'all are going to try to embarrass me with. Nothing is more
is Alex already listen, smiling.
Nothing is more embarrassing than them asking me what the three forms, the three states of matter. And I said Alabama, Florida, and Tennessee.
I don't know. The solar system questions might be worse.
Yeah. What planet is closest to the sun? He says Earth.
What is it? Venus?
No. See? You don't know.
It's Mercury.
Mercury.
Listen, and I've been out of school longer.
Venus. Yeah, Mercury, Venus, Earth,
Mars,
Jupiter, Saturn,
Neptune,
Pluto.
And is see,
Pluto
I've been out of school longer than you guys have been alive.
Pluto was a planet when I was a child.
You talking about memory? I've been out of school longer than you guys have been alive. So, come on. All right, so what are we doing here?
All that information's useless. I'm never going to Pluto, so why does it matter?
Right.
You might go to Mars pretty soon. Elon.
The world's flat, according to some people.
Yeah, it is flat. And right, there's a lot of people that's dropped off the edge.
So so with the baby coming in a couple months here, and we took a longer baby moon to California, Celia and I decided we wanted a really short one. So we're going in a couple weeks, just Atlanta, just for a weekend. And however, we want you to accompany us because we have one place in particular that we know you would love to go to.
Cheetah Threes.
Can you guess what that would be in Atlanta? Did you say the where'd you say?
Cheetah Threes.
No, don't repeat it. I'm sitting right here.
Wait, he did. Viewers may not, or listeners may not know where that place is or what that place
is.
Gone.
It's been gone.
Okay.
So where is it you want me to go? And I'll tell you whether I'm getting in the car or not.
I mean, name some stuff that happens in Atlanta.
I'm not going to a Braves
game. In August.
I'm not going to a Braves game. Acuna won't be playing. He'll be out with a pulled eyelash.
That would be around the time that the – what's that special game they're having at Bristol?
Oh.
I think that's the same weekend, isn't it?
No, that's coming up. The Reds, that game's coming up here in about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Y'all are playing at Bristol?
The Atlanta Braves and the Cincinnati Reds are playing at the Bristol Motor Speedway. First ever baseball
game. They're trying to break the record for most people at a Major League Baseball game.
They'll be over 130.
Didn't Tennessee play Virginia Tech?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was for college football. This is going to be for professional baseball.
There was like 140,000.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But I'm not going unless I know where I'm going. I mean, you got
to
tell me before.
To the World of Coca-Cola. That's in Atlanta.
College football.
World of Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, World of Diet Dr. Pepper.
I can get that at Piggly Wiggly. Why do I need to go to Atlanta for
you
that?
You can go in there and you can taste every single Coke product there is in the world.
I've done that.
You've tried all the Coke products in the world?
Yeah, obviously.
When I was a kid, I went in there and I was like fourth grade and I loved the German one that tasted just like beer. And we were
Coke product?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And all the, like, everybody else that was with us was like, this is disgusting. This is nasty. And I was sitting there chugging it. And they're like, Michael's going to have a problem when he gets older.
You're right. It's called eating.
Beer flavored Coke.
Yeah.
You know, all right. So where am I going?
I wanted you to think about it.
I'm not going. Listen.
What's in Atlanta?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not going to IKEA.
CNN?
I'm sorry.
There's CNN.
I'm not going to IKEA.
No, CNN is not in that building anymore.
It's not.
They moved out.
Yeah. So
is it just like a Turner?
See, I know more about Atlanta than you do.
No, you can show me around.
Nothing's in there anymore. It's just the Hawks Arena connected to like a mall of like food.
Wait
places.
A minute. Yeah, are we going to the Varsity?
I mean, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
That's Varsity's not a bad idea. It is good.
Varsity's pretty good.
So I've given you some places. I don't know. So where are we going?
Right. So Sunday afternoon.
Falcons?
August the 3rd. Pre-season? At Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The Premier League Summer Series is taking place.
You're right.
And no, we got a third ticket just for you.
You're right.
Just for you.
Hey, you wasted your money. That's all I can tell you.
Now, Celia told me that this is important to her, that she wants you to be there.
Jeremy, would you
go
to a soccer game?
It's not that would I go to a soccer game. I have to be interested in it. I'm not, like, I would rather go to a Sylacauga soccer game than this.
I'd rather go to New York and go to the ballet.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, it looks the same.
What intrigues you about the ballet?
Well, it's on a hardwood floor. They can get hurt. Ballet on the soccer fields on grass.
Dude, come on. Soccer is not. It's listen, soccer.
People are going to think I hate soccer. I don't. I really respect the people who play it. They're in excellent physical condition. It's just you play an hour and a half and you might get one goal.
Oh, okay. Okay. Look,
baseball's the same way.
No, the Braves got beat 25-2 the other night, and I loved it.
If you want to talk about the soccer is far more exciting than baseball.
Uh-oh. That's a whole other segment now for David. I've tried to argue
that, Photo, where art thou?
Like, with a pitcher's duel, you can't tell me that it's at least the same level of excitement if you're all about scoring, which is always your argument for soccer being boring is there's not enough goals.
Look, it's not just the scoring. They kick it out of bounds as much as they kick it inbounds.
It's like saying that a foul ball, like, is a foul ball exciting to you?
No, that's what I'm saying. Not every pitch is a foul ball. But soccer people kick it out of bounds more than they kick it where they're supposed to.
I've been to some of the most boring Tampa Bay Devil Rays games before they rebranded as a 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old just sitting in the trop. And I know it's not a great place, but it's like, this sucks, dude.
So what date is this?
It's a Sunday, August the 3rd. No, you got to go. You got to go.
Is Messi playing in this? Is he still?
It's not Messi.
It's Messi, all right, but not the one you're thinking about.
That'd be cool to go to a Messi game. World Cup's in a year, so we go to all the World Cup games.
David, you could at least watch the World Cup, don't you?
If the United States is doing well, I will.
When the women just happened. Who did the women beat? What was that, 08 or 2010 or whenever that was? When they won it all?
I mean, they went on a multiple
No, but it was like 8-0. Was it China?
That was Japan.
They beat Japan. Yeah. They just beat the heck out of them. Yeah, they scored like 4 goals in the first 20 minutes. Yeah. The game was over.
Here's what I don't like about soccer, too. And I explained this to him 2 weeks ago. CONCACAF, the Gold Cup, 2 weeks ago. America's playing Mexico for the championship. We score a goal in the first 3.5 minutes and go up 1-0, and we fall back on our heels and play defense the other 96,000 minutes of the game and lose 2-1.
But the same people that say soccer's boring will also try to tell somebody you just got to understand baseball to know what's going on. Like the pitcher nodding his head and then stepping off and the game inside. It exists in soccer too. I'm not the biggest soccer fan. I'm more like a baseball fan than soccer fan.
But now, I will understand this about soccer. Maybe you can teach me some of this sometimes, but I will say this. In baseball, you got a relief pitcher. He comes in to throw to one batter because he's left-handed. He strikes him out. They take him out of the game and get another relief pitcher. I'm sure there's strategy like that with soccer that I don't understand. You got to understand something else, too. Soccer
could use some tune-ups. I think offsides is stupid.
And one of the things that I'm
offsides. If you took offsides out of the game, it would be a completely different game.
I think it would be amazing, though. Like
I don't like offsides in hockey.
I want to say in football, if the receiver runs down the field, you got to cover him. So if my guy's down there, you better not leave him down there wide open.
Well, think of offsides less like the place where you score and more like the line of scrimmage. You got the line of scrimmage for a reason in football. You need offsides because if not, the game, instead of taking place in the entire midfield, would take place on the ends because teams would just bump it back and forth constantly. Well, the whole middle of the field would be useless.
Well, there's one thing you guys have got to understand, too, and I know y'all get on me about living in the arc age, okay? Listen, when I was in school, we didn't have soccer, so I didn't learn a lot about it.
So why aren't there offsides in basketball, then? It's the same philosophy. Like, if LeBron's standing down there, Kobe, you better go guard him or they're going to throw him the ball.
Yeah, it's called a snowbird.
I mean, why can't you snowbird in soccer? I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm up with that too.
Too much space, I would say. You can make up ground quickly in basketball.
The two things soccer could do to make the game more fun: quit. Shrink the field
and quit.
Quit. To shrink the field and make the goal a little bigger. That's it. Shrink the field.
The field is too wide.
The field's too big. It's bigger than a football field.
I can agree with shrinking the field. However, one of the weird things about soccer is there's not like a set dimension that is completely static. You just have parameters, so you can have a minimum or a maximum allowance, so fields vary.
Well, I get it, like high school basketball, you can play on a 94 or an 84, but you should not The field should not be bigger than a football
field. Okay, I'm going to ask this. This is one of those things I don't understand. You talked about the offsides. I'm going to throw one in there about soccer. Okay? The added time. A sporting event, other than baseball, has a time frame. If you're going to add time, why do you not add time and just have a penalty kick to decide the winner if the game's tied? Why do you keep adding time because somebody's been penalized? Yeah. They don't do that in the NHL. And they have penalties where people get sent to the penalty box and all that.
They stop the clock in the NHL.
Well, but they stop the clock, but they also have they can power plays where they get extra players. You don't do that in soccer, but they add time.
Fix soccer.
That's actually one of the things I've seen mentioned that I would prefer. Instead of sending a player off for a red card, I would say, you know, you put them in a penalty box for a period of time and then maybe bring them back into the game. So it's not because a red card in a game just completely destroys the game. It turns one team into a purely defensive side and the other team into a purely offensive side. And that's no fun for anybody.
We did that in the CONCACAF Championship without getting a red card. Explain that to me.
I already have tried. Damn. We were severely outmanned
in that
game.
If you're up 21 in the fourth quarter, all you're going to do is hand the ball off.
That's 21. We're talking one goal.
I'm up 7 in the fourth quarter and I feel comfortable with my defense, I'm just going to hand it off.
All I'm saying is you scored in 3.5 minutes and you played 92 and a half minutes on your heels and got beat.
I don't like added time. I think they should go straight in. They should play 1 15-minute overtime or whatever and then go straight into PKs.
Let's talk to somebody who played soccer. You played soccer.
I didn't play soccer. Well, My sister did.
Okay, I played soccer.
Well, you're different.
He's also good at commentating soccer, though.
Oh, yes. The best.
And he almost
brought the Aggies home with a...
No, he almost took a work suspension for me having to call a half of soccer. He almost got...
You got to call, like, one of the only goals of the postseason this past year.
And it was so bad because the sun is right in your face. Yes. And I could not see... The only thing I saw was the ball hit the back of the net. And I've never called a soccer goal before, but I could not see the other side of the field.
It's kind
of
like calling a baseball game out here at Walton Cruz late in the afternoon in right field. Brutal. It's brutal.
I'm not judging anybody. But they built two press boxes that stare right into the afternoon sun.
Listen.
It makes no sense.
Tint the windows.
Well, like, what's going on? I'm going to say this. When they designed the new John Cox football stadium in Childersburg, they did one thing, and people ask this all the time, why is the home side on the other side? It's so that we don't have to look into the sun, and you do.
I mean, the football stadium, you think they would have been like, all right, the football stadium at Legion Stadium, the sun goes behind you.
Yeah.
So they built the soccer press box. In the opposite direction. I'm like, what's going on?
All right, so what are we doing here?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that you need to pack your bags because August the 3rd, that afternoon, Sunday afternoon,
my bags.
We're going to a soccer game. I better see Everton play, baby.
If I'm going to a soccer game, I'm packing something other than a bag.
If your team, if there are more than 5 combined goals scored, David, he's got to take a shirt off and streak on the field.
I tell you what, over or under 5 goals. If it's over, I buy your supper and yours and Celia's. If it's under, you buy mine.
I think I already owe you like 3 suppers.
It's because I'm good. But I'm packing something more than a bag to go to a soccer game. You can bet on that.
Well, when Gidden said he's going to Atlanta for fun, I was like, that.
I'm packing anyway, going to Atlanta.
Who the heck goes to Atlanta?
Yeah, no doubt. We're planning to do some more stuff. We are going to go. I don't think Celia's been to the Botanical Garden, so plan to take her there. And planning to do some more stuff too.
Go to the aquarium while you're there?
I'd rather go to the botanical garden than I had go to the soccer game.
What restaurants are you going to? That's the big question for you.
I hadn't decided yet.
If you're going to drive to, how far is Atlanta from here?
2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours.
Oh, so it's not that bad.
No.
I guess there's nothing else within 2 hours other than Birmingham, really.
Yeah, you know, Birmingham, it's a little further than what would be from here to Tuscaloosa.
Is Atlanta the most depressing, like, top 10 populated city? Like, what is there to do?
It's the hardest city to me in the southeastern United States to get around, to navigate through.
You've got Miami and awful. Dallas and Tampa and L.A. and New York City and Atlanta.
I've never been to New Orleans, but what do you think about? Would that be?
I've never been to New Orleans.
Around the
there's good parts. Been. There's good parts of New Orleans and there's bad parts.
I went on a mission trip to New Orleans. It's just like any other city, but they have a designated fun spot. That's probably where you're the safest.
New Orleans has good spots, bad spots, just like any other big city, but it's totally different after now after Katrina.
Nashville
totally
different. Is the overall probably best city to go to just for anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Nashville was fun when we went for the Auburn Bandy game 2 years ago. That was a good time.
All right, so
that was one of the only wins I've seen in quite a while too.
Have we got to go back there this year? We do, don't we?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because they came and beat us in Jordan-Hare last
Pavia.
Year.
Hey, is Pavia the SEC player of the year?
No, the luck's gonna run out.
I hope it runs out the first week.
I'm really surprised that y'all didn't go after him though.
He's not leaving.
No, I mean like this offseason.
No,
like,
I know that, but I'm saying he's got a better chance to start and play at Vandy and get to the next level than if he went anywhere else.
He has a 0% chance to go to the next level.
I don't think so. I don't think
he'd
be
quarterback of the Stallions, Diego Pavia.
Diego Pavia.
If you want to watch him play pro football, get your season tickets to the USFL. Yeah. Now.
He'll be at Protective Stadium next spring.
The next goalkeeper for the CONCACAF United States soccer team is Diego Pavia.
He's pretty clutch. We can get him a shout.
I would have taken Pavia over Arnold, wouldn't you?
I mean, Arnold should have more talent and has more promise. You know what you're getting with Pavia.
Pavia's going to be like a fifth-year starter.
Honestly, Auburn, we need more talent than that at quarterback to really compete. We got to have a playmaker back there.
All right, we got to wrap this up. So
I just wanted to pack your bags because you're coming with it, Celia and I.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying,
you've been mucked.
You say what?
You've been mucked.